Paul Goody.
Hey, Ben Lawrence. How's
What's happening?
Well, all right. So, first of all, in full disclosure, I forgot to call you. That's number one.
Okay. Hence the reason I texted.
I got the text from you. And I was like, oh, shoot.
Yeah.
That's right. Podcast. Podcast happening. So, I, of course, also did not get a topic from anyone. I could try to do it right now, or we could just talk.
Or we could
tell everyone, screw y'all.
this one's our own.
Yeah, so the other thing is that I had to get a new set of headphones. Let me tell you, the reason I wasn't using headphones for the last time.
Yeah.
And those of you playing along at home, this is something that caused a problem with our audio quality for the last podcast. Did I tell you about this already? I might have. I had a problem with my earphones. Have I talked about this?
Are these the ones that you bought while on the podcast very early
they
on?
They are
in
the ones I bought
days?
while on the podcast. Yes.
Did
yes.
you put them through the laundry? What happened?
No. Well, what happened was I was listening to stuff after I took a bath, right?
Yeah.
And the room was steamy. And after that, Siri would just come on at random times as if I had asked Siri to do something.
Right.
Just and the problem
just
is
start
that,
listening to your conversation or what you're doing and start tapping it out on the screen like Siri
well,
does.
Well, here's the problem. That's problem number one. Problem number two, you know, I use the My Noises app.
Right.
When I sleep, right, I listen to that little hum and all that really helps me get to sleep. Problem is that I would be drifting out to sleep and all of a sudden I'd hear, doo-doo! I'm sorry, I don't understand what you said, which, as you can imagine, did not work well.
So Siri was being a jerk.
Very tired, but possessing a near genius intellect, I got up, got to my tool belt, cracked open the microphone, and removed the little circuit board from where the microphone was, and then taped it all back up.
Yeah.
And so now, you know, it stopped doing anything. I could still listen to it because I left those wires alone.
Right.
But it no longer had a working microphone.
Right.
Which I figured out when I called you. And thus causing a problem. Much like in the olden times when people would tell you to turn your radio down.
Exactly.
When you were on the phone. But in this case, a more high-tech, new-fangled way of it happening.
Well, you see, that's the funny thing, is because when you listen to callers on the radio and you hear the caller listening to the radio, it's always, you know, mm-hmm. however long the radio has a delay on, it can be like 3 to 7 seconds, but it's very consistent. However,
yes.
when I was trying to line up your audio with the audio that I recorded, A of all, if I put your audio over the audio that I recorded from you, it was way off. And so you would hear me saying something, and then in the background, uh-huh. a couple seconds later, you would hear me say that again.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm like, so that's probably one of the reasons why we always talk over each other, is because there's a bit of a delay. And of course, you expect that with phone calls. It is, you know,
yes.
the year 2016, and we haven't quite figured out phone calls yet. Anyway.
Right.
It's probably because our phone calls are going into space first before going to they're not all landlines, which probably had a bit.
They're going through the NSA scanners.
Yeah, and being
to look
and
for
being
keywords
translated and keyword searched. You know, it's the latency is incredible these days. However,
yes.
when I would try to line up your audio, the audio you recorded from your recorder to the overlay of my audio, if that makes sense. So
yes.
I just had like if I had your track isolated and I could hear me mm-hmm. on your track and I tried to put my audio over what you could hear on your track of me to like cover up.
So it would fit you? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, to cover up. I would do that for like one, you know, one sentence. A couple minutes down the line, it's completely different. Line it up there.
Oh, interesting.
So it was the, yeah, the latency was inconsistent, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
And that's my rant on how to produce a podcast.
I like it, number one. And number two, if, you know, we ever get so inclined, because let's face it, no one who listens is really caring about this kind of stuff. We could do an entire podcast where it's us exploring this this thing. But that can be way in the future.
Way
maybe in the... even never. Speaking of way in the future, I actually tried a... Do you remember me pondering whether or not, because I had the LASIK surgery, if I would be able to use VR goggles or not?
I do remember you pondering that, yes.
I tried some out, and I was able to use them. It was pretty cool. Now, the one issue I have with what I saw, and the ones I saw were the ones, the Oculus powered ones that they use for, I think it's the Galaxy phone, but I'm not positive.
Okay.
Are you familiar with with those?
Well, I'm familiar with the Oculus Rift, which is
right.
owned
now,
by Facebook. I wasn't familiar with how they were connected to the Galaxy phone, though.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. I went to Best Buy, I put some on,
yeah,
looked around, and it's pretty cool, except text looks like text used to look on the old TVs, you know, where it's kind of pixelated and...
Okay.
Like you see the little dots around the letters and stuff like that.
And just text?
Just for the text. For the actual images, it was fine.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but what I'm waiting for still is the PSVR or whatever they're going to call it for the PlayStation.
Right.
That is what I am looking forward to. And we will see what happens with it.
You going to, if you test those out and they work, are you going to get one?
I believe I might. Yeah. Yeah. Because Lord knows the best thing for me is to
escape reality,
not only be plugged into video games, but to be plugged into video games that I can't readily see past or take off. But we'll see how it goes. I think what's going to happen, I mean, you'll have like a little thing that you can hook up to your phone so that if somebody's calling you, it shows up in your field of vision, you know?
Right.
And you can get out of it. But who knows? Maybe eventually... There are going to be people who are just wearing VR goggles all the time. They'll have little cameras on them so they can switch to it. But someone will be talking to you and they'll be laughing. You won't understand why. It's because they'll use, you know, kind of like a Snapchat filter, but you'll have a big red clown nose on you whenever they look at you.
Yeah, and the
you
VR...
know, that kind of stuff.
I mean, right now the VR goggles are absurdly large by future standards.
Yeah.
And so what's eventually going to happen is they are going to go to a form factor that looks more like modern day glasses, where
yes,
they can see out. It's augmented, but you cannot see what they are seeing. And
yep.
And
you say to people, could you please at least put the opacity to like under 50% when you're talking to me?
Yeah,
I would like you to at least be able to see a hazy outline of my body while I'm talking to you.
I want you to see a hazy outline of my body. It's the best softcore porn book I have ever read.
Hazy outlines of my body, the Ben Lawrence story. No, that's not.
You know,
there you go. You've got it now. That's going to be
well,
your title.
I got to say, outlines of my body are best viewed hazy. But then VR is going to go to contact lenses, and then and then ocular implants, and so then we've reached peak VR, and then it's on to the next best thing.
Yes, yes. So lots of things happening.
Too many things, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. Remember when things didn't really happen, where nothing was really going on, and you're like, hey.
I wish something would happen.
And then these days, it's like, hey, did you hear about the person?
Well, see, that's...
And you're like, oh, God, which one?
It took me a while today because you know, a terrible thing happened earlier today, which happened, same kind of thing happened a couple days ago. And
yes.
I only learned about these things on Facebook. And today on Facebook, it was just like the same sort of sympathy, but also angry messages about the state of things. And I'm like, all right, well, you know, it's, these things come in cycles. And Facebook, you know, Facebook is just a long cycle for this particular incident. Reading, scrolling. Wait, that name does not look familiar.
Yes.
And come to find out that the same thing happened today.
Yeah, exactly. And that is pretty crazy. And the thing is, of course, as we all know, it's not that the same thing happened today. It's that the same thing was recorded today as was recorded yesterday.
Right.
And this is one of those things that makes you go, who knows what's happening when the cameras aren't around? You know? It's a little creepy. I'm sorry, a little creepy or a national tragedy. I'm not sure what the, but you know what I'm saying? It's like the issue that I think I see, I've seen it in a couple, there was a video that was out a while back that was kind of the same thing. It's that the people doing the and of course we're talking about police officers,
right,
who are, you know, the term murder has been used, at the very least, killing,
right,
black people,
unnecessary use of lethal force,
right, and the idea said by many is if they were not black, they would not have been shot,
right.
And you see images of people, white people, who are, you know, holding a gun towards the police or have their hands on a gun or whatever. And they say, you know, this guy wasn't shot. But then again, the latest one that happened, the latest shooting, the person actually... And this is something I'm really interested in finding out. The person was legally carrying a firearm.
Correct.
Did everything you're supposed to do from the reports I've heard. Now, the video did not capture this moment. But from the reports I heard, did everything that he was supposed to do. Says, hey, I have a weapon.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just reaching for my identification. And then also shot... The question is, of course, will the NRA step up and, you know, go to bat for him? I mean, it's too late.
That's a big question. But, I don't know. I'm not going to try to guess what the NRA's strategy about all this is.
But the big thing is that we do have, and I do not have, you know, I wasn't planning on this, so I don't have it, you know, right on me.
Yeah.
But... there is a video that I've seen of a guy who lived, right, through this. And he was on Good Morning America, I believe, where he was told by a police officer to get his identification.
Uh-huh.
And then when he went to get his identification, he was shot.
This is from the guy who was on... This is the guy who was on Good Morning America?
Yeah. Let me see if I can... If, so the you, same, if you don't mind...
The same sort of scenario what occurred earlier
today. Oh, sorry,
today.
Ben. One sec. Everyone, I've lost Ben. let me see. Did I hang up on him or is he still here? Ben, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. All right. I unplugged my headset.
Oh, goodness.
So I'm just gonna look up man shot.
Yeah, good luck with that Google search.
Shot gas station ID. That's all I'm gonna put. Five words. Man shot gas station.
And what is that return?
ID. Okay, So I got...
What do you have?
Okay.
Did you find what you're looking for?
First of all, or let me just say that I'm still looking. I did not do this to make a point, right?
Yeah.
But the first things I get are all news articles. Video shows man being shot by police at California gas station. Man shot dead at Orlando gas station. Man gets shot repeatedly at Oak Park gas station. That is not what I have been... Oh, there's a man who was killed in Cleveland.
Didn't realize people were killed or shot at gas stations so often.
Yeah.
Well, what am I saying? This is America. People are shot everywhere.
So that's interesting. But let's see. Let's see if I can find this. Man shot.
So I know you're trying to look up the details, but this guy.
Yeah, keep going.
He was in his car. Was he in his car? And he was reaching for his ID and his concealed and or open carry permit, and he was
okay.
Shot.
Now we're talking about two different.
I know.
Different,
I'm talking about the guy who was on Good Morning America. I'm not talking about the.
No,
the
he was. He this guy. No, that guy was not the guy who had a concealed. This guy is completely. This is a completely different.
And he was
so
just,
many. See,
just reaching for his identification, reaching for his driver's license.
Yeah, let's. Yeah, exactly. After he was told to do it.
Right.
Good morning.
Well, geez, that's a dick move.
America.
America.
This will be just 1 second.
Obviously, he wasn't lethally shot if he did a television interview.
No, that is correct. He lived.
So he wasn't. I'm assuming he was not shot in the head. Shot in the body somewhere.
Yeah, this is amazing. I put "Good Morning America" in quotes. And they're all... Why is Good Morning America being ignored? And all I'm getting is just thing after thing of people...
Did you misspell Good Morning America?
Oh, no, I sure didn't.
Good Morning America?
I sure didn't. Google is broken. It has been for a while, I think.
So, anyway...
I'm just... it's not...
You want to look up...
Ben, this is crazy.
You want to?
This is. I'm gonna take out man shot. I'm just gonna search for Good Morning America, and if for whatever reason,
tell you what, I'll do this.
Okay,
thing.
Good.
Good.
All right,
morning,
I feel better
America,
now.
America, man shot. Huh. Video shows gruesome aftermath of Minnesota. Nope, too recent. ABC News. ABC News. ABC News. GMA.yahoo. So
see everything. If
you're
it's
waiting,
ignoring Good Morning America,
you're wading through too much information, though, right?
But why wouldn't Good Morning America? Why does it have nothing to do with Good Morning America? This is crazy.
Because Good Morning America. So when I just did the Google search, and aside from the hits of news from today. All of the top trending URLs were ABC News, and so.
Well, but the
Good Morning America is technically ABC News. It's ABC's morning show, and they like to promote themselves as a news
I see what you're
show,
saying.
Right? So Good Morning America is probably just that they're just Google is looking at it as a subset of ABC News.
Ben.
I don't think there's a Google. A Google conspiracy regarding ABC.
I'm sure you're right. I'm sure you're right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Unless Google just made a new deal with NBC and the Today Show. You know, the competing morning program.
Okay, I'm
going to
look up man shot by police survives. That is the odd part of the story.
Again. Good luck wading through all of the hits you're going to get to find the one specific news story you're trying to find.
Oh, Ben, it was on all the channels. It was a
How long ago? Do you have like a date range?
Yeah, it was when I was here, so it was from 2014 to 2016. I believe, anyway. I believe it happened when I was here by police.
Well, I haven't heard of this, but I don't generally watch the morning news shows because I'm not up that early. Am I right, folks?
Oh my gosh! And I'm sorry, Ben, but this is, you know how I can get obsessed with things.
Yeah. So try to not be obsessed with it.
Oh, I can't though. Or I gotta tell you who the guy.
Put your obsession on hold, perhaps.
Oh, it's impossible.
And just push that red button. Just push the hold button. That big red button right there is the hold button on your obsession. Do you see your obsession sitting next to you? Just push the red button on it and put it on hold. And wait until after. Because I tell you, if the only...
Oh, here it is.
You have our man shot.
Here it is. I've got it.
I'm not going to find it.
I've got it.
I don't believe you.
It's the guy's name is LeVar Jones. LeVar Jones. And the officer's name was Sean Grubert.
This week on the podcast, Paul gets obsessed with LeVar Jones.
He is facing 20 years in prison after firing on a citizen who was reaching for his identification. Gruber had requested LeVar Jones' identification over a seatbelt infraction, which occurred earlier this month. When Jones reached for his license in his car, Gruber fired on him, wounding him in the hip. "What did I do, sir?" Jones asked. Trooper Gruber claims that he shot Jones because he dove headfirst into the vehicle. "I just grabbed my license," the wounded man says. Now, if you actually watch the video, and by doing that, let's see.
Now, I'm assuming this is the video from the police car.
Jones shot. Yep. So I'm not gonna watch it necessarily, again. But yeah. LeVar Jones. Oh, and of course he wasn't on Good Morning America. He was on the Today Show. So that's the other problem.
I can see how you would get those two mixed up. They are interchangeable, as well as whatever CBS's morning show is called. I think
Wait
it's
a
CBS
second.
This morning. The
Hold
early
on.
Show? Maybe it's called the early show.
Oh, this is an interesting thing. Fox News, LeVar Jones shooting, South Carolina trooper charged in death. But LeVar Jones, that was on September 25th, but LeVar Jones appeared on USA Today on October 24th, Ben.
But it's possible this cop is you know, what they call a bad apple and is responsible for another death.
Oh, maybe that's... Maybe it's just the person who was writing the headline was bad at it, because that happens sometimes too.
Yes, journalism integrity has gone down the drain since the blog phenomenon and Twitter.
Yeah, LeVar Jones was shot in the hip. So this is my point.
Shot in the hip.
If you watch the video, and I'm sorry it took us this long to get here. Sorry for everybody listening. If we were the types to edit our podcast, maybe we would have.
And
maybe
you,
we would have cut out all that.
And if you listened last week, you know that we are not the type of podcast to edit anything.
Exactly. So, but here's the point. The panic on the voice of the guy who has shot LeVar Jones. LeVar Jones is saying, "Sir, why did you shoot me?" Like,
right.
He's just been shot.
Right.
And he's like, he says, you know, well, he seems more calm than the police officer does.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I am not a police officer. I do not claim to be, because that's illegal. But my point is, I have not done that job. I cannot do that job. I'm not saying that I would do that job. But what I am saying is that in a lot of these cases, the people that are doing the shooting seem panicked, scared. They're going off of, you know, adrenaline and things like that.
Again, same caveats as you. Not a police officer. Can't speak to it. But I have heard police officers say that they don't know what they're getting into. When they roll up to a car, they don't know what's going on. And yeah. anything could happen. And it's, you know, the guys and girls in blue, you're probably every traffic stop, every time they enter a house, they are super on edge. And they have to be prepared right. for anything. And thinking about what happened today.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thinking about what happened today, I'm wondering if the police officer involved in today's shooting was either informed by superiors or just got it into his own head that because of the shooting a couple days ago, that there might be retaliation against police.
Oh, that's an interesting thought. The thing that I was thinking about is just that, you know, the narrative gets more and more fraught with each time. So it kind of goes into what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we see it on the news. We see it. And so what normally would be a uncomfortable interaction to begin with, right?
Yeah.
Suddenly becomes, in the context of the reporting and the you know, the general problems that are happening in people's, you know, because the idea, if you're a guy getting pulled over and you have a gun on you, right?
Yeah.
And someone has just been shot recently, I mean, that's the first thing you're going to do. You're going to be like, hey, just so you know, I've got a weapon on me.
Yeah.
Here I go. And you remember in Raising Arizona, the which do you want us to do, fella, get on the ground or put our hands up?
Yeah.
That's one of those situations of the person who's in authority at that time. And that's the thing, is that for whatever, you know, you're doing, that's your job, right?
Yeah.
Your job is to take this crazy situation. And I would like to think that the plan for a police officer is that nobody gets hurt, right? That would to me be like, you know, you have rules like the robots in Isaac Asimov's thing.
Yeah.
Step number one, nobody gets hurt.
Right.
Step number two, no civilians get hurt. Step number three, I don't get hurt. And then finally, the last thing, the suspect doesn't get hurt. You know, that's kind of the way that I think those rules would probably want to go. Right. When it's just you and the suspect, right? Yeah. Which is how these things go. I could see the problem is that word suspect, right? Suspect is not the same as bad guy. And in the way that things are going now, you know, like you said, if people don't know what's happening when they roll up, right?
Right.
They aren't being, I can't say this because I haven't gone through police officer training, but I'm guessing that the narrative is you don't know what's going to happen, not you don't know what's going to happen, so assume everything's going to be fine and then go from there. You know what I mean? It's probably they're being told the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong. I'm just going with what seems to be happening.
Either
by their friends on the force, on their trainers, because, sorry, go ahead. You were
going
to say.
No, keep going.
Well, okay. Cause I'll just give you the only allegory I have for this thing, right?
Yeah.
Is when I was doing construction stuff, right?
Yeah.
You have your teachers at the apprenticeship who tell you, okay, this is how you do this. This is how you do this. Yeah, it's how you do this. And then when you actually show up on the job site, right, people will tell you, okay, they're going to say to do this and do this and do this, but here's how it really works. And then they tell you what to expect. Yeah. And I have to think, all things being equal, you know, the way large organizations of people who are, you know, kind of in, you know, they're in a union together, they're in a, you know, you want to use the term brotherhood because that's kind of the foundation kind of thing of it. You know, hey, we're all this one thing.
We're all in this together. Yeah.
And all that. You know, that means that they may have two different mandates going on. You know what I mean? They may have a civilian oversight committee where they're like, this is what you do. You got to do this, and you have to do this, and you have to do this.
Right.
They may have their superiors who are like, okay, well, no matter what the civilian oversight committee says, you know, we have to make sure that we keep, you know, this going on. And then their partner who's like, look, man.
Yeah.
Whatever anybody up there tells you when you start doing stuff here, this is going to happen.
Because they're not on the street every day. We're on the street every day, and we know what's going on.
Right. So you put all those things together, right?
Yeah.
And I got two things. One is I don't see how anyone can really handle that job to begin with. That's number one. Number two, it doesn't necessarily mean that you get a pass for killing someone, which some people think it does. And there are lots of jobs that I am not doing that I probably could do because I know that I wouldn't be able to do it consistently. Like, for instance, being a doctor. Right?
Yeah.
You know how I get.
Obsessive?
Can you imagine? What's that?
Obsessive?
Well, yeah, exactly. Let's say, for instance, a patient is open on the operating table. And all of a sudden I get that look on my face where I'm like, okay, so what do we do? What happened? Why? Was I supposed, like, for instance, was I supposed to call Ben for a podcast? That's not a big deal.
Nurse, could you remind me of the guy who played Steve Rogers in the old Captain America TV show from 1950? No, I'm sure that existed. I'm sure that existed.
No, I know Linda Carter played Wonder Woman. That's not what I'm asking you. Yeah, exactly. It's just, it's not right. In the same way, you know, hey, buddy, if you're a... And this all brings me to something that a video that I saw today. I'm not sure if you saw it or not. It was on Twitter, but I'm sure probably people have shared it on Facebook also. It was from a police officer, and her name.
I do know what video you're talking about. I watched the first minute and a half of it because I had to leave because I had to go someplace, and I didn't realize it was a 5 minute long video.
It was 5 minutes long?
Yeah. It's,
well, I don't know. I watched the whole thing. It seemed to.
It's a Facebook live video by the only black female police officer in, I don't remember the name of the neighborhood, but I think it's an Ohio suburb, maybe a Cleveland, suburb of Cleveland. Yeah,
Oh, man, and the tweet's been deleted since now.
Is righteously outraged. The tweet has been deleted.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I think outside of Chewbacca Mom, it was one of the, and the, unfortunately, the shooting footage itself was the, you know, one of the largest viewed videos on Facebook. I'm going to see if I can find it.
Yeah, because I'd like to know that officer's name, if possible, and
oops,
just that.
You want to hear?
I mean, that's
I'm not going to play all of it.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm not going to play all of it. No.
But what's the officer's name?
Oh, man. It doesn't. If you embed the video in your Facebook feed, it will not tell you the name.
All right.
And
just
went to.
This is a sorry for future historians, but it's basically
it's 7 minutes long.
It's something that...
Ah, I got her name. Nakia okay. Jones.
All right. So what Officer Jones is saying, basically, is that if you're going to police a community and you have an issue when dealing with people of another race, you need to recognize that and not police that community. And this goes back to something that I have said for a while. Just because a mental illness, right, is present in the majority of the population, that doesn't mean it's not a mental illness. It doesn't mean that it shouldn't be treated. This is going to be a little complicated, but I'm going to kind of unpack this.
Kind of unpack it, because I think I lost your thread.
The term racism, right, is used for a couple of different things, right?
Yeah.
So, and this is why people, when they argue about racism, they get into a really weird area. Because depending on where you come from in this whole argument, you might be using one of two different definitions of racism. The definition that I think is the most useful is the idea that racism is a system, not just an attitude, but it's actually, you know, it's grounded in a systematic othering and suppression of people of other races, right? And this is where you get the statement from some people that you cannot be racist if you're a member of an oppressed minority. Lots of people don't agree with it. They get into fights about it all the time on Twitter and all that kind of stuff. But that's the basic idea. The idea is that in order to be racist, you have to have a power system behind you that allows you to do things that you cannot do if that power system is not behind you, and therefore reverse racism doesn't exist.
Right. Because racism only exists from the privileged class.
Right. So that, and I think when we were talking about racism with a big R and we're, you know, just discussing the big problem.
Yeah.
That's one of the more useful definitions, because it is acknowledging factors that if you go with what I'm about to talk about next, it doesn't really work out so bad or so well. The other form of racism, when people talk about racism, is an irrational fear or hatred of someone of another race.
Right.
The two coexist, right? But they aren't exactly the same. Because one of them is an organizational version, right?
Yeah.
But then there's also, and I think it needs another term, I don't know what it would be, but it's a problem within an individual, right? The idea being, if someone is around someone of another race or someone of another culture, even, either they don't know how to act, their heart rate increases, they become uncomfortable, nervous, they start acting strange, right? They don't greet someone of another race the way that they would greet someone that they look like.
Right, as if they were, you know, around a vicious wild animal. They don't know how to react.
Yeah, or you know, a strange ghost or some kind of,
yeah,
it's or
something
it's,
unfamiliar.
It's though a dangerous unicorn has appeared in front of them. But and it's, I would say that an offshoot of this is if you meet someone who's black, and the first thing you say is, "I think Denzel Washington's great." Or you start modulating your speech differently, you know, all that kind of stuff. These are all offshoots of the same kind of, I don't know how to describe it necessarily, but I want to say it's a fear. It is a definite fear-like thing thing, nothing else, an extreme, uncomfortable reaction to somebody of another race.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have it. And no one acknowledges it. You know, they say, I'm not racist. And yet,
some of my best friends are insert.
Right. Exactly. And as the point always goes, just because there is a person of another race at your work who you get along with doesn't mean that they're your friend necessarily. So that's the thing. If you've listened this far, what I'm saying is I would love it.
Well, I haven't even listened this far.
You know, and here's the other thing, Ben. Can I get real for a second?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're real.
For just a millisecond.
All right, do it.
Earth citizens, Ben. We're all Earth citizens.
Yeah, we are.
We all will have to become Earth citizens when the aliens arrive.
Hello.
That was Betty again.
But I see,
citizen of Earth.
But I see your point in that we do need to diversify the those in power, right? And that is happening. That is happening slowly, not as quickly, and it's not going to happen suddenly. But I think, you know,
the one thing that I would say is that the thing that I want to stop happening, because here's the thing, there are people who are scared. And a lot of the people who are scared aren't in power right now anyway. Right?
Yeah.
I'm spinning.
They, right now, white privilege is the big thing they got going on for them. And they see that that might go away eventually. Because originally, you know, what happened was you had these people who were in power who happened to be white people. And then somehow, through a societal thing, it's like, hey, you're like me. You get to have all the benefits that I enjoy. Right? And yet, that's not really the way it shook out in the end. You know, what you did was you... I mean, basically, what happened was people who weren't white people weren't people in the eyes of this new kind of construct.
Right.
And so that's step number one, everybody's people. Oh, God. Ben, I just hovered over myself and saw this entire conversation that we were having.
Wait, what's this wee stuff?
Wait, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Are you done?
So, yeah, I hope nobody kills me. This is what I'm saying.
No,
I don't want to die.
Don't. Yeah.
And my chances of dying are much slimmer than a lot of other people's. You know, and it's one of those things.
From police officers.
What's that?
From police officers.
Yeah. You know, I've been arrested a couple of times. Didn't get shot during any of those times. And I'm thankful for that. But, in the same way, I think in at least one of the times, I wasn't really doing that much wrong. The fact, Ben, here's the thing, trespassing, right?
Yeah.
It's a crime, it's bad, but it's a problem if you come from a rural area where there are no trespassing signs everywhere for places that you're not supposed to go to.
Is this when you were climbing the water tower?
It wasn't a water tower. It was a communications building. But yes, that is exactly right. Climbed to the top of the communications building, got arrested for it.
Yeah.
I had no idea that it was illegal. And you try to explain to the people that you come from a town of 100 folks and... Are you serious? This is illegal? Now that I'm 43 and not 19 and I've lived in a very large city, yeah, you basically can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Really. Now I know that. But before, I thought I was able to go anywhere. Privilege strikes again, Ben. See, you can never get away from it. No one's going to listen to this, Ben. I forbid it.
In that case, you can say whatever you want, Paul.
Yay! I am an alien, Ben. Time that I told you.
And all of you humans and your human politics.
Time for me to go back to my own planet. And let me tell you.
I must go. My people need me.
You're going to get about a 3-star review on Amazon. That's right. We have Amazon. We gave it to Jeff Bezos and he squandered it. And now...
Only turned it into one of the biggest companies. Review. And squandered it. Okay.
Would have been cooler if it weren't for the fact that... No, I'm not even going to... That nobody listened to my plan. And that's really... I think that's one thing that we should all be able to do. Apologize when we mess up. And yet some people even refuse to do that. And that... is a shame, Ben.
And that's the lesson for today.
And that's the basic theme of today's show, apologies. I apologize for this entire show, Ben. I'm sure you had something you wanted to say and I just didn't let it happen.
Hopefully in an ideal world next week there won't be such depressing news that clouds our conscience and covers our thoughts.
Really, I mean, honestly, I would not have felt good talking about anything else. One last, if I could just say to the people, we've had a lot of fun here today. I have had a little read around the World Wide Web about, you know, if you're feeling bad about things that are happening with police shooting people, and you're like, well, what can I do about it? The answer is find out if your city has a citizens oversight committee. And if so, find out who represents you, ask that oversight committee be created, and support them. And if there isn't a citizens oversight committee, demand that they institute one, and then you can feel like you're doing something.
Community involvement. It's one of the few ways
community
to
involvement.
Enact change.
The plan is, Ben, I've said it before, I want a little vest, little boater hat that I wear, have a little goofy mustache, where I go around and show people all the horrible things white people did and answer questions and, you know, just like a little museum piece of, wow, were they really that awful? Look at this guy. He's pretty nice. Let's not kill him today. That kind of thing. That's all I look for.
We can learn one thing from the past, and that is we shall not be doomed to repeat it.
Yes, that would be great. Although, in psychology, the biggest indicator of future behavior is past behavior, which is too bad. So, until next week...
On that lovely note...
Betty already talked, didn't she?
Yes, you did.
All right. Hey, Betty.
What?
Do you have anything more to say to the people on apologies?
Does she have any input on racism?
I'm cosplaying as Dave Strider for Halloween.
Betty says she's cosplaying as Dave Strider for Halloween.
I don't know who that is.
And why are you holding a water pitcher?
I'm going to be drinking some water later.
Okay.
All right. I love you, Betty.
Love you, too.
All right. So that's on record. all right. I will talk to you later, Ben. And Ben, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Have you been served enough on this podcast, or is there anything more that we can do to help you?
No, man, I'm just trying to keep you out of trouble.
All right. Well, good luck with that.
Indeed.
We'll see how it goes.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.